Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm just your host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. We have a fabulous young man on the program today. He was a four-time first-team all-SWAC offensive lineman, and he also earned the William Rofe Award. That's given to the best offensive lineman in the state of Arkansas. It's none other than Mark Evans II. He was also an invite to the Shrine Game out in Las Vegas, and he'll be going to Indianapolis for this prestigious NFL scouting combine. So a ton of accolades with this guest. But, Mark, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, it's going good. You know, it's treating me well. I'm happy to be on this show.
We appreciate you. A lot to get to. So you're here. It's 2023. When you arrived at Arkansas Pine Bluff, I'm sure this was the expectation to get to where you're at, but did it go by in a blink of an eye, your time in college?
I would say it did, but it didn't. I would say that because, you know, when you're going through it, it kind of seemed like a long time. But after, you know, it's all said and done, and you're looking back on it, be like, it's kind of like, dang, you know, it's already been over. It seemed like, you know, it was just yesterday. I was just taking my visit on campus, you know, now done with everything. I'm already training in Dallas. So it's kind of like a whirlwind.
And you made an impact from the get-go. I mean, you were an anchor to that line, and I know this past season they called it the moving crew, but you just had success from the get-go. Can you just kind of take us through? Because you could arrive there and things didn't go your way, and you're sitting on the bench for 4 years, but that was not the key. I'm going to say you took over, but you made an impact from a very, very early point in your collegiate career.
Yes, sir. So going through that, I came, I was coming from playing right tackle in high school. So, you know, I kind of got the offer late and everything. So, you know, I wasn't one of their major, you know, targets they were trying to go out recruiting or anything like that. You know, I was just coming in with a chip on my shoulder, you know, without having, you know, with that being my only Division I offer and stuff like that. So when I got there, you know, coming from playing right tackle, that switched me to right guard, you know, coming into the fall camp, I was like third string right guard and stuff like that. So, you know, I was actually working on, you know, trying to fight out, move up that depth chart and those type things. So, you know, fall camp goes good. You know, I think I move up to around this. I'm second string right guard at the moment. Then, you know, we have an injury. We have an injury at left tackle. You know, with my tackle background, you know, they kind of switched me to left tackle a week before that even happened. So I was able to, you know, go in there. They kind of threw me in the fire in a way, so I was able to go out there and just, you know, do my thing the first couple of games. And then, I guess kind of, you know, cementing my spot at left tackle, you know, like that for just the rest of that season.
And then lo and behold, now you're here. You're a 2023 NFL draft prospect, and you have some of the most prestigious invites to all-star games and the combine. With these all-star invites and the combine, I know it's such a cliche question, but you got to just kind of take us through when you found out about each one and your reaction afterwards.
So the first invite I had received was from the East-West Shrine Bowl. So when I got the East-West Shrine Bowl, you know, I was kind of, you know, skeptical because, you know, I was kind of one of the later invites. So, you know, I was kind of thinking, like, maybe, you know, it's a chance that I, you know, possibly wasn't going to get invited and stuff like that. So, you know, when I was able to finally just get the invite, you know, it's kind of like, it was just a feeling of relief in a way, getting the invite and being able to, you know, go out to Las Vegas and be able to further showcase my talents to NFL scouts, DMs, and, you know, just further prove myself with this amazing opportunity to have. And getting the combine invite, man, getting the combine invite was crazy because, you know, I was on the phone. My agent had called me one day. And he was trying, you know, he just was inquiring, like, did I get the email and stuff like that? And, you know, I was just telling him, like, you know, no, sir, I haven't got it yet. So, you know, and besides just waiting to see if I was getting it, he just, you know, took the initiative and we called them. We called the NFS and, you know, we waited, gave my name, that type stuff. You know, they told me I was invited. You know, at the time I was in a weight pool, you know, recovering. So, you know, I was just in there, you know, just turned because, you know, it was just amazing. You know, as a child, you know, when you first start playing the game of football, you know, you just dream about stuff like that and being able to, you know, get the invite and continue to go to the combine, you know, doing stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't get a chance to do is just crazy.
Yeah, that's excellent stuff. Once again, Mark Evans II here on the C2P. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. So let's kind of rewind this thing all the way back to Pop Warner, Pee Wee days. Were you the bigger, more athletic kid from the get-go, or did it take some time for you to grow into the frame that we see you at now?
Man, I always would say I was one of the bigger kids. As you know, being in preschool, growing up, looking at everybody, I was always, you know, bigger than everybody. So, look, but talking about my Pee Wee days, just going back on that, actually, you know, I was in St. Louis for a little minute and tried to start playing football out there, but, you know, I wasn't able to because they said I was over the weight limit at the time. You know, the weight limit in Pee Wee, you know, being too big, you know, I wasn't able to play. So, you know, I was actually just doing sports like boxing, playing basketball, that type of stuff, just to stay fit. You know, when we got to Texas, you know, it was kind of the same thing as well. You know, I was too big at the weigh-in, stuff like that. I played one season, but, you know, when you're on a younger football team, you know, it's like, you know, I was one of the players that wasn't, you know, playing as much. I was kind of just getting that, you know, trash time, you know, getting in. Just to say, you know, they put you in because, you know, everybody got to play. So I was one of those kids. So, you know, I wasn't really learning the game of football. And as time went on, you know, I just kind of grew into, you know, the frame that you're talking about right now. And, you know, I didn't get to actually, like, you know, start learning the game of football until about seventh grade. So that's when I would say, that's when I started first learning the game of football, just, you know, just growing on top of that. And we just here today. So, but yeah, I would say I wouldn't even had a, you know, typical Pee Wee, you know, playing since he was like 5 years old all the way up. You know, it was kind of like an orthodox approach to football in a way.
Yeah. And I'm curious, you mentioned earlier in the program that Arkansas Pine Bluff was your only D1 offer. Did you look back coming out of high school and wonder how you were kind of looked over? Because your collegiate success, I think, screams volumes of the type of player you are. But what comes to mind on how these colleges kind of missed on Mark Evans II?
I would say when it comes to mind, it's kind of like, you know, that's a chip on my shoulder, you know. A lot of schools would come in, you know, they would give me, you know, be interested in you, but they wouldn't shoot the offer or nothing like that. So, you know, just going through all that, you know, all that, I wouldn't say trauma, but just going through all that and the way that all that stuff played out was just like, oh, man, you know, they kind of sleeping on me, stuff like that. Because there was times when I was like, you know, just praying to get a Division I offer. You know, it was nothing against the Division II or Division III or JUCO offers that I had because, you know, I was committed to a junior college at first, but, you know, the first one, I just saw bigger, you know, I just saw bigger than myself, you know. Looking back then, you know, there's nothing wrong with playing at those levels or anything like that, but just with me being who I am, I wanted to shoot for, you know, the highest level I can, you know, achieve. So, just then, going back thinking, it's like, you know, I started the whole recruiting process really, really late. So, you know, just I didn't get on varsity until about my junior year. And, you know, just the camps, they all play a role in that, going to camps and those type things. And I didn't really go to them or nothing like that around the summer before my senior year. That's when I first offered from Texas A&M Commerce. So looking back then, okay, it's like, it ain't, it's kind of like they fought, but then again, no, it's they fought. So, you know, it's they fought, they missed out, but, you know, it's really no harm to me. So it's like, it is what it is at this point, you know. They missed out, but, you know, I kind of made the best of the school that, you know, was ready to, the school that took a chance on me, I made the best of it.
Yeah, the Golden Lions are definitely proud of themselves, and I think they'll look back very fondly at the career that you were able to establish and how much you helped this program. This is your show, and in a few weeks you're going to be in Las Vegas practicing in front of these scouts and GMs, as you mentioned, and then you're going to play at Allegiant Stadium at the East West Shrine Bowl. But with that said, what do you think teams love about you? When they watch you on tape, I call them your hallmark home run abilities, Mark, that's going to scream off the tape, they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
I would most definitely say athleticism. You know, when I talk to teams, that's a lot of things they mention, you know, my speed, you know, just how I get off the ball and that type of stuff and the way I block and, like, you know, those wide zone schemes and that type of stuff. So I would say athleticism, the way I move, is like something that teams really, really, you know, really fall in love with. And, you know, my versatility, you know, I'm looking forward to playing center at the center and guard in interiors. at the East-West Shrine Bowl game. So I feel like that's something that, you know, teams are looking forward to, you know, being able to play them and also playing, you know, being able to play that type as well. It's kind of like, you know, Swiss Army knife. You know, you can't really miss out because you can really kind of do it all. So, you know, I feel like teams will fall in love with a player like that.
Oh, yeah, and the versatility, and like you said, I think the speed that you bring to that position is very, very evident. If everyone's watching play, that stands out. What goes unnoticed? Again, this is your show. You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community. Maybe the system that you ran offensively didn't allow you to pull more. Or I don't know. I'm just, this is your show. Is there anything else that these scouts need to know about as we approach the Shrine game and then a month later the combine?
I would say if anything, you know, they're getting a player that's, you know, selfless, you know, willing to put the team before them in any kind of situations, you know. I feel like, you know, a player like that is somebody you really don't find. You know, it's kind of hard to find somebody like that, a selfless individual. You know, that's who I am, what you said. All to go through all you say, I was a team captain. You know, my scheme didn't allow me to pull as much, but, you know, I feel like I did a pull again, especially as much as I could have or would like to. But I feel like, you know, with the tenses I was given, I was able to, you know, kind of, I was able to put good tape on film and that type of stuff. So, again, somebody that's ready to come in, put in the work, is going to do whatever it takes to, you know, get the team a win. At the end of the day, you know, I'm willing to do whatever. If I got to go out there and if I got to go out there and be a long snapper, you know, I'm going to do it if it's going to help the team win.
I love it. And I was looking at your Twitter account. I can't not talk about you mentioning that your brother Jesse, he plays at Prairie View A&M, and you got to play him your last home game of this past season. Can you just kind of take us through what it's like, you know, your final year of college football and you know, you're going against, you know, your brother?
Yeah, going through that, that's crazy because, you know, it's my final home game, and, you know, I got the chance. It was also senior night as well, but I got the chance to go against my younger brother, and that was like, you know, just the way we grew up. You know, our relationship, you know, it was just able to – really just go full circle because, you know, you know, it's kind of full circle because, you know, in a way, I kind of raised him. You know, it's kind of just us. You know, I was out there trying to do my thing so he can maybe have somebody to look forward to, just kind of stand as a role model to him and that type of stuff. So to go out there and be able to, you know, actually go against him, it's just an amazing feeling because, you know, I love the way he plays. He's a tenacious player. He's very competitive. So, you know, with him being my brother, you know, he kind of didn't take it to an account, and I neither, because, you know, I was going to go out there and give him my best game. So he gave me his, and it was just like, you know, it was just a memory as well. You know, it's something you can tell your kids about. You know, I had the chance to play your uncle, that type of stuff. You know, my mom was in the stands. We had family come out too. So it was just a good thing for the family, a good thing for both parties involved. You know, both schools was very supportive. So to be able to go through that was just amazing. You know, I wish I could do it again. You know, hopefully coming up soon, he's still doing his thing as a player. You know, maybe it might not be the last time you see that matchup.
All right, definitely. Mark, listen, we're almost out of time. You've been wonderful to have on the program, but we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Most definitely.
All right. Now, it could be anybody on the staff at Arkansas Pine Bluff, but what coach has the biggest pet peeve during practice, an absolute no-no?
Absolute no-no with a pet peeve. I would say Coach Doc Gamble, you know, he was with us, but, you know, they fired him before the season over with. And I would just say the way Coach Gamble, his biggest pet peeve was, like, you came out there, you know, not looking the same as everybody else. He hated that, you know, you couldn't, you know, come out there and try to have your own flavor and then like that. You just had to look the same, you know. If everybody had on black shorts and one person had on gray, that was just, you know, that was a no-no.
And how about this one? Usually the offensive linemen are the biggest guys on the team. They're the biggest eaters on the team. Could be you or a teammate. What was the biggest meal that you've seen some of these Golden Line offensive linemen put down?
I had a teammate by the name of Eric Jones. You know, I didn't see it personally, but, you know, there was talks about him eating a whole pizza, maybe two, and a whole two of it by itself, down in there all by itself. So, you know, that's the biggest meal I ever seen somebody eat, you know, in one sitting, you know, without, you know, putting it up for leftovers and all like that. So that's crazy to me, eating a whole pizza in one sitting. With a cooker as well, you know, with him being a lineman, you know, I'm not really surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
I love it. And the final one, as we approach this 2023 NFL draft, I'm sure that weekend you're going to be surrounded by dear family and friends as you await your name to come off the board. With that said, Mark, who's the best cook in your family, and what meal would you like them to have specifically made as you celebrate this into the National Football League?
The best cook my family would have to say my mama. You know, it's not biased because I'm her son. She knows she the best, so, you know, I'm going to say I'm gonna choose her as the best cook. And the meal I would like is our homemade shepherd's pie. You know, that's kind of my favorite. Every time I come home, she always try to make it for me. So if I could have that on draft night, you know, that would be a match made in heaven and everything. That would be a cherry on top.
Hey, I love it. Well, your mom is now on the clock for shepherd's pie, and Mark, you are on the clock for this 2023 draft. Safe travels out to Las Vegas. I can't wait to see you out there, and you do your thing. We always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and again, we appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Good luck to you as well.
No problem.
Good luck to everything you have moving forward.
Thank you, sir. Awesome. Once again, Mark Evans II here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.